for your time.
Hi there, Nick. Nick, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And of course, Jensen wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here for your business, make it even more affordable for you. A happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep, another Monday. I've got your file in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And you will get calls directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It does bill on a month-to-month basis. You've got 100 miles, right, doing residential and commercial. Did you have a preference of one over the other? Or do you kind of like the mix?
Yeah, the mix is fine.
Yeah, it's good to have opportunities and options, and you'll get those calls directly to you. You'll have a social media campaign. There'll be paid Facebook ads. Now, is there not currently a website for your business at this point?
No.
Not yet. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, well, we want you to have a website because our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that people who see you there have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So a website's going to be a very powerful conversion tool for your business, of course, that lets people know that you do what they're looking for. Now, as far as pricing goes, you qualify for a reduced rate. You'd actually see a savings of a little bit over 50%, and it's going to save you $300 every single month. It is a month-to-month service, and as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing will stay with you as long as you stay with us. It'd save you $300 and bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it would just be that flat rate. Now, a lot of the times we'll include a website at no additional cost. I mean, like I said, it's a month-to-month service. We certainly want you to see success from the very beginning. If I can include that website, kind of build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you and include it at no additional cost, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah.
And you do have photos, right? Like before and after photos of some of the jobs that you've done?
Yep.
Or shots of your service vehicle or your crew. You do have a crew or a couple of guys helping you out, right? It's not just you doing the work, or do you have subs?
Yeah. I mean, it's most of the time, it's just me and one other guy right now.
You and one other guy. Okay, that's perfect because it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on. You get calls directly to you. It is going to be someone interested in speaking with you about your services, but you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Bigger jobs, smaller jobs, if it fits into your schedule and your ability to cover it. Like I said, it's going to be that flat rate. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that search for each of those different keywords. Now, most of the time you just get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. They'll be calling you directly. On the website, though, there is a contact form so people can tell you where they live, what they're looking for, where their business is located, what they need to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to reach out to you. And whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. Anything they type into that form, though, does repopulate on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, and you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point, Nick?
No.
Okay. So I have already messaged my supervisor to see if he will allow me to include that website. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes.
It is. Okay. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes.
You can't. Perfect. Yeah, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls, like I said, but if someone fills out that contact form on your website, you will get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, it'll be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Nick, what's a good email address either for you or for your business?
The business email is the name of the company, SimmonsLandscapeConstruction@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, smart man. And just a stab in the dark here, is Simmons your last name?
Yes.
Okay. I never do want to assume. Your business is service-based. I mean, obviously you have to go out to that location, that residence or the business to do the work. You always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address, no like brick and mortar showroom or anything like that that we'd be promoting for your business online.
No.
Perfect. Yeah. And you know, Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run from the truck. Even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or like a shop where you kept your equipment, if you don't see customers come to you, Google won't list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When would you want to be found online?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday? Is that like 8 to 5, 7 to 7?
Usually like 7 to 7.
7 to 7, okay. And at this point, are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo or PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
Just cash or check.
Cash or check only? Okay. If anything changes, please let us know. We'll always be able to make updates to the content. And if the website is approved, we'll make changes to the website too. So the building of the website, the hosting, maintenance, and updating would be included. Oh, hang on. Perfect timing. I just heard a chime. Oh, it is my supervisor. So it says, Paul, for this established business, I'd be more than willing to approve your request for the website to be included at no additional cost. So I'm looking forward to helping this company to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So the website would be included. In fact, there's no setup fee, so it would be $299 out the door as an exact amount, and it would bill once a month for that amount again. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, Nick, I would do a couple of things. One, I would, of course, take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That would be to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we know not just the hours of operation and the forms of payment that you accept, but you know, things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we will take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Now, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do, and this is required of us, is we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know, of course, that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a fixed rate that'll never go up, an exact amount, a flat rate, that in this case will actually be including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. The voice verification is recorded, Nick, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. Reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Nick, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Simmons Landscape Construction, LLC.
And did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business, meaning it'll show up on your website, your Google listing, all the directories as well? It can be hidden. No one would actually need to see it, but it is a personal preference. Consistency is the important thing. It should be the same everywhere. Did you want it Simmons Landscape Construction or with the LLC attached at the end?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, the LLC is not on my logo.
It's not on your logo. So you do have a logo and put that in now, and it's not on there. My personal preference is to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC. So we'll keep it just Simmons Landscape Construction. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nicholas Simmons, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Simmons, as the owner of Simmons Landscape Construction, Nick, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Nick, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Nick. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Mr. Simmons, it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask is all the content we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So, of course, like I said, we'll make sure the LLC does not appear anywhere that it is there. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We'll be the ones to create that website for you. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might create content for your business online, Mr. Simmons, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Nick, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And then with it being a month-to-month service, with it being that fixed flat rate and the website actually included in this case, the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 26th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Nick, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount, too, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. And Nick, that website is, again, included at no additional cost, which means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th 6th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate will never go up. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which means, of course, at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Simmons, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That nick is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Simmons, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Nick, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Simmons, that first payment of $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Nick, what works best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. On that particular card, Nick, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. And is it Nick or Nicholas? Any middle initial on the card?
No, that's a good question. I'll get a look at it. Yep, it's Nicholas R.
Nicholas Simmons. R. And Nicholas is N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S?
Yep.
Okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard, so that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Nick, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5133.
Mm-hmm.
9420.
Yes, sir.
0070.
Yes, sir.
76.
I'm sorry, the last four?
7671.
7671, that last bit cut off. And then the expiration month and year?
126.
01 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
464.
464. So I've got 464, 464 on the back in January or 01 of 2026 for the expiration date. Nick, was the card itself 51, 33, 94, 20, 00, 70, 76, 71?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Simmons, what is the billing address of that card?
23 Snow Drive, S-N-O-W.
Uh-huh.
And that's Littleton, Massachusetts.
Is that 01460?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so, you're actually going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I actually don't have a pen handy right now. I'm in the field.
That's okay, no problem. You'll receive it by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., that is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. So you'll receive that confirmation email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And you'll also receive that link by direct text message, which is probably going to be easier for you to access. And then when you receive either that text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Really, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Might be short notice to get you in at noon. I don't know if you'd be available for that. I probably could swing it, but there's definitely 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then in the afternoon there is 5 or 6 o'clock. There's also a 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock would probably be the best
time today. Okay, so we'll schedule it from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. The call itself, like I said, takes about half of that full hour, 1 hour window for a half hour phone call. So it might get to you, you know, 4:05, 4:10. I'm not sure when our client interview technician will be available for that call. But if I am in between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of walk you through a couple of the things, talk to you about, you know, who your client interview technician is and answer any questions that you might have. If I am on a call when they're ready, and I don't get a lot of advance notice, but if I'm on a call when they're ready to call you, they will call you on their own. They'll have the file, and they'll do a really good job of taking care of you. Just in case I am on a call, or I guess even if I'm not on that call, especially if I am, I also wanted to put a little bit of extra security here on the account. Just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with your business, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, Nick, we will ask you real quick for the security answer to the question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Boston.
Boston. Okay. To type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
No, not yet.
Okay, so looks like it's in the queue. Our system should send it. I'm also going to manually send you another invoice. I don't think we'll have to. Any pictures you can send us, help us to build out your website, make sure everything's Google compliant. Of course, any shots of your equipment or especially jobs you've already done before. But for Google verification, you know, business license if you've got it, business card, your service vehicle and things like that. So I'm going to send you a separate email for that. And then there's going to be a form on there too, so you can just use that form. Let's see, our system looks like, okay, I'm not sure why you haven't received that invoice email. I'm going to just kind of give you a heads up of what to expect then. You should get it shortly. And if you have any questions, our client interview technician can walk you through it when we do that client interview today at 4, but it's just going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience, kind of everything we went over in the voice verification is going to be provided for you, talking about the services we'll be providing for you. At the very bottom, there's going to be a long line that goes all the way across it. I'm going to see if I can send it to you right now manually too, but there's going to be a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's going to be a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card on file, and then below the line is where you're going to actually type in or copy and paste your name as it appears on the card. So Nicholas R. Simmons. There's no period after the R, and it is case sensitive. I tried to send it out to you manually, so you might actually get two, but it looks like neither one of them is getting through to you at the moment. But like I said, our technician can help you out with that. Other than that, I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. You know, even if I'm on that call later on, I did want to say we're pretty excited to get this going for you. You know, looking forward to getting a new website out there for you, getting your phone ringing. Of course, looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Now, at 3 o'clock, our automated system's going to send you a reminder email that the follow-up call, that client interview, is scheduled at 4. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. although many people do. There's no problem if you do. I'm going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. And that reminds me, if you're able to do it on your own, or if you need our technician to walk you through it, once you type in your name and click submit, the next thing it's going to do is prompt you to log into your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. I can give you the username. That's the phone number we're speaking on. Area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. But you don't have to even try to put in your username or password. The password's not even been created yet. Once your tracking system is active, that's when we're going to text and email you out your username as well as a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. That's totally fine, too. But anything and everything can be sent to the support at localsplash.com email. That's on the confirmation email. When we do the client interview, you're also going to get photos at localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly if you like. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, I appreciate your time and your patience in taking the phone call. And hopefully I'll be able to speak with you again at least briefly in that 4 o'clock hour.
Sounds good. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time as well, Nick. You take care, and we'll talk to you a little later on. Thanks again, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.